Avoiding the search and rescue teams working in the still smoldering ruins, Zerid made his way toward the Quadrant's port, the Liston spaceport. He could see it in the distance, framed against the night sky. The curved appendages of its large craft landing pads raised skyward like the hopeful arms of a penitent. It appeared undamaged by the attack, at least from a distance. As he watched, the roof doors to one of the many small craft landing bays opened in the main body of the port, a mouth spitting light into the dark air. He killed the speeder's thrusters and pulled to the side. In the sky above the port, the running lights of three Imperial shuttles came into view as they descended into the port. The mouth of the doors swallowed them, closed, and killed the light once more. At least he knew there were ships there. Zerid stayed where he was and for a time watched to see if there was more traffic. He saw none. In normal times, even a small spaceport like the Liston would have been buzzing with activity. He fired the speeder back up and drove on, wanting to get a closer look. The area around the port to a distance of several kilometers had been hit hard by Imperial bombs. Burned out buildings tilted like drunks on their foundations. Jagged, charred holes pockmarked the ground. Autowalks hung askew, forming a mad web of walking paths that led nowhere. Live wires spat angry sparks. Chunks of duracrete lay here and there, haphazardly strewn about by the force of the bombs. He drove slowly, without lights, avoiding the hazards. He saw no one in the area, no movement at all. It felt like a ghost town. The stink of char hung in the air. So too, the faint, sickly, sweet stink of organic decay. The ruins were the tombs of thousands. He tried to put it out of his mind, hoping that many had been able to flee into the lower levels before the bombing began in earnest. He saw an unattended multi-story parking structure. Half of it lay in ruins. The other half looked stable enough, and it was only a few blocks from the port. He drove the speeder into the lower level and parked it there. He'd cover the rest of the way on foot. He wanted to eyeball the port unseen, and could do that best without a vehicle. Republic Flight School had taught him ground evasion, to prepare him should his ship ever go down in enemy-held territory, and he put his skills to use. As unobtrusively as a shadow, he moved among the stone rubble and steel beams and abandoned vehicles, keeping under cover as much as possible to avoid being seen from the air. He knew the Empire sometimes used airborne surveillance droids. Ahead, a 10-story hotel, the Nebula, stuck out of the smoking, rubbled urbanscape. Unlike most everything else around it, it looked mostly intact except for a few shattered windows on the lower floors. Zerid saw no lights in any of the rooms, so he assumed it had no power and was unoccupied. He dashed across the street to the hotel, pried open the doors, and entered the lobby. No welcoming droids, no one at the concierge desk. Deep darkness.
"Hello?"
he shouted.
"Anyone here?"
No response.